If you have your Bibles, can you turn to Ezra chapter 3, verse 8 to 13? We're going to read from there.
如果你有圣经的话, 请打开以斯拉记, 第三章,
verse 8 to
13. 以斯拉记第三章第八节到十三节，百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿地方第二年二月，撒拉切的儿子所罗巴伯、约哈达的儿子约书亚和七个弟兄，就是祭司、立位人、领一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人都兴建造，又派立位人从二十岁以外的督理建造耶和华的工作。 于是，犹大的后裔就是耶稣雅和他的子孙及弟兄，加密和他的子孙利未人、拿西拿达的子孙与弟兄都一同起来督理那在神殿做工的人。匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服吹号，亚他的子孙利未人敲钹，照以色列王大卫所定的比例。 都站着赞美耶和华，他们彼此唱和，赞美称谢耶和华，说他怎为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华的殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声呼号。
Let's pray. Lord, I pray even right now as we are about to hear your word, Lord.
主啊，我们 为祷告,
we pray that, Lord, you would speak to our hearts. Even though there may be things that we may not understand, we pray that the Spirit of God will speak to our hearts and will teach us and make us understand. We also pray, Lord, for that we not only understand but our hearts but our lives may be convicted and be changed.
我们可以行出你的话语，使我们的生命改变。
And I pray also, Lord, that you would be with me as I share your word, and also be with Junge as he translates.
也与讲道和翻译的同在。
And we commit all this in Jesus' name.
仰望主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
See, throughout history, people of all religions worship their god or gods in certain places.
纵观历史，许多宗教都有各种方式来敬拜他们的神。
The Muslims, they worship in the mosque. The Buddhists in their temple, and the Jews in the synagogue.
穆斯林呢是在清真寺里敬拜他们的神。
And of course, for us as Christians, we worship God in church. But yet, I hope to show you that we can worship God in other places too. The reason why we come together to church is to unite our hearts together so that we may worship our God,
是为了让我们所有的人能够在一起聚集我们的心来敬拜主。
Because God commands that in Hebrews.
因为神在圣经里这样命令我们这样做。
But yet in your own time, within your families,
当你在自己的时间和你还在家人在一起的时候，
there's also an aspect where you can worship God.
你同样需要敬拜神。
So compare us and the other religions.
比较我们和其他的各种宗教。
We are given an opportunity to worship God wherever we are.
我们会给上帝给予我们这样的权和机会来在各处都可以敬拜神。
And that's the difference.
这就是我们和其他宗教的区别。
See, when I was traveling in Latin America, South America,
当我在拉丁美洲和南美洲旅行的时候，
I cannot help but notice that each city or town that I go to,
我禁不住注意到在每一个城市或者村庄，
there is a Catholic church that is built right in the center of the city.
总是有一个天主教的教堂在市中心。
It's like wherever you go, if you are lost, and if you see a Catholic church, you know that you are in the middle of a city. You see a big Catholic church.
无论你走到哪里，如果你走丢了，你总是会可以看到这样一个标志性的天主教教堂的这样一个建筑，是你可以不致丢失。
It seems certain that when the Spanish conquerors came to the land,
很显然是因为当时西班牙人在征服这块土地的时候，
they wanted to make the church as a symbol of the city or town.
他们想使这个教堂变成这个城市的一个象征。
Likewise, in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament,
同样在圣经里，特别是在旧约里，
you see the Temple of Jerusalem was an important center of religious and national identity from the beginning.
是一个很重要的宗教的一个标志，也是一个国家的一个标志。
And this temple was built by King Solomon.
这个圣殿是由所罗门王建造的。
David in 2 Samuel had desired to build a place for God.
大卫在撒母耳记下时候有这个要建圣殿的这样一个愿望。
To replace a tabernacle, which is like a tent.
是为了要取代他们的帐幕，就像一个帐篷一样，会幕。
But God did not allow him because he is a man of blood.
大卫没有这样过，因为他杀过人。
So instead, God said that your son Solomon will build this temple of God.
上帝没有允许大卫这样过，因为他杀过人，反而是让他的儿子所罗门建这个圣殿。
See, at the end of this, the construction of this temple.
在这个圣殿被建造好了之后，
the sight of it was magnificent and glorious.
圣殿看上去真是非常的雄伟和壮观。
It's like the most beautiful building you have ever seen.
就像一个最美丽的一个建筑，你从来没有见过的一个最美丽的建筑。
You know, for some of you who probably have traveled to different countries or even around here.
我们当中的有些人可能旅行过去过一些地方，甚至在我们这里周围。
If you can imagine a place that you have been a structure that you have seen that is so beautiful today,
如果你见到一个非常漂亮的建筑，
compare this building that you have seen to what this temple of that Solomon built is.
跟你见过这所有的建筑，跟所罗门所建的这个耶路撒冷的圣殿相比，
You see, this temple was built with the finest materials, according to 1 Kings chapter 5.
因为这一个圣殿是用非常精密的精细的材料建成的。
And the Bible devote an entire chapter to record the meticulous preparation of this building.
圣经用整个章节来描写这个。建圣殿的一个详细的过程和材料。
You see, this temple was the most beautiful thing ever in that period of time.
这个圣殿是在大理时代最美丽最重要的一个建筑。
It has all the finest materials of gold, silver, and all the precious stones. Okay.
它有非常精密的材料，有金银，还有宝石。
However, as great as this temple was, it was later destroyed because of the disobedience of Israel.
这样一个雄伟壮观的一个建筑呢，被以色列人毁灭了。
When they disobeyed God, God sent foreign invaders to attack Jerusalem.
当以色列人违背神的违背神的时候，上帝派众国消灭了摧毁了这个圣殿。
And the foreign invaders, the Babylonians, captured Jerusalem and burned the city and the temple.
巴比伦征服了这个耶路撒冷，并且烧毁了这个城市。
And they destroyed the city and they took all the people, Israel, back.To Babylon with them.
他们将这些以色列人也驱逐到巴比伦。
If you have experienced war or if you have seen war movies, you will know the devastation of an effect after a war.
如果你经历过战争或者看过战争的这个电影，你可以想象。
It is a period of great difficulty, a period.Where there's suffering, a period where there's death all over.
这是一个非常苦难的时代，有许多的人死去。
Everything was destroyed because of the foreign invaders. And of course, after a long period, when they were captured,
他们被掳了以后，经过很长一段时间
God.In his mercy, gave Israel another chance.
上帝在他的怜悯和慈爱当中给以色列人再一个机会。
Just like Israel when they were in exile in Egypt, God rescued them.
就像以色列人在埃及的时候，上帝拯救他们出埃及一样。
God again in his mercy.Rescue the Israelites.
上帝在他的慈爱中再次拯救了以色列人。
According to Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 to 2, which we didn't read earlier.
按照以弗拉记第一章，我们没有读过。
But let me tell you that God in His mercy stir up a spirit in the hearts of Cyrus the king of Persia.
上帝在他的慈爱当中激动了波斯王塞鲁士的心
to make a proclamation so that the building of the house of the Lord which is the temple can be resumed can be started when the Israelites return back to their homeland
上帝感动波斯王塞鲁士的心来号召全国重建圣殿使以色列人可以有崇拜神的地方
In this sense, God gave Israel a chance to go back to their homeland.
上帝给以色列人再次机会，能够使他们再回到耶路撒冷。
And when they went back, obviously there's nothing because everything was destroyed. All their houses, all their livestock, every single thing was destroyed.
当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，所有的东西都所有的。城都被毁灭了，所有的行尸走兽都没有了。
So everything has to be rebuilt, and also this temple of God, which is the symbol, which is their the symbol of God being with Israel, had to be rebuilt.
这座城市百废待兴，一切都需要重建，特别是这个圣殿也是需要重建。
So To give you this history that I've just explained, our concern for this morning's text now falls in the return of this exiles, in the return of Israel to their homeland.
我们今天主要是来看第一次被掳的归 被掳人的归回。
So as we read in Ezra 3, we find that in, especially in chapter 8, in verse 8, it talks about the rebuilding of this temple, right?
我们在读以弗拉记第三章第八节的时候，第八节到十三节的时候，我们看到这个圣殿是如何重建的。
And this temple the rebuilding process, the project was spearheaded by Zerubbabel and the high priest Joshua.
这个圣殿的重建工作是由所罗巴伯和大祭司利未人大祭司耶稣亚亲自带领的。
And before they rebuild this temple, they had in the first verse of chapter 3, in the beginning of chapter 3, they had rebuilt the altar.
我们可以看到，在第三章一开始的时候，在他们重建圣殿之前，需要重建祭坛。
And so after they rebuild the altar, now they comes to a time where they rebuild this temple.
现在他们已经重建了祭坛，现在他们需要重建圣殿。
And I want to show you that as we go through this verses, we're going to look at the preparation and the commencement of the temple, and then we're going to see the response of the people.
我们要看这个重建圣殿他们的准备工作，他们是如何建的，然后我们往下看，对我们的使用意义是什么。
A year has passed since they came back to their homeland.
他们回到他们的祖国以后，好多年已经过去了。
During this year, they had returned and they have busied themselves with the building of the altar and the worship of their God.
这段时间，他们一直忙于重建祭坛，来建造祭坛。
These people, in their time in when they were in exile, had no opportunity to worship God in a temple.
当这些人在被掳的时候，他们没有地方敬拜神。
Just imagine, for you as we come together to worship God freely today in this church.
你可以想象我们现在来到教会，可以很自由的来敬拜神。
We are given a freedom and opportunity to do so, but just imagine when this freedom and opportunity is taken away from you, where you know in situations like in some parts of the world where you have to hide.To worship God, or where you don't even have a proper place to worship God.
如果我们被剥夺这些敬拜神的自由和权利的时候，你可以想象是一个什么样子？就像在其他很多国家，你甚至需要躺起来躺到一个地方来敬拜神。
These people, they were zealous for God. They wanted to worship God, and that's why when they came back, the first thing that they did was to build the altar and then the temple.
这些人他们是非常敬虔的，他们敬拜神。他们回到耶路撒冷以后，首先就想到如何来有一个地方来敬拜神。
So you know, in this preparation and commencement of the building, we see that Israel began preparing themselves by getting trees from Lebanon, as we read in verse 7, to build the foundation.
我们可以看到他们在建这个重建圣殿的时候，他们用这个香柏树，从黎巴嫩运来的香柏树来作为这个圣殿的基础。
And then they get carpenters and they get masonry.
然后他们有木匠，有石匠。
And of course, you know, getting everything prepared just to build this temple.
所有的事情都是为了准备建这个圣殿。
And then the temple began.To be rebuilt, the process was started in the second month.
第二个月以后，他们就开始建这个重建圣殿的工作。
And coincidentally, or perhaps through God's providence, this second temple that they're building started on the same month as the first temple when Solomon built it.
很巧合的时候，这个重建圣殿的这个时间。
In some ways, this second temple that they built, you know, there was no, the Bible did not devote an entire chapter to the building of this, so there were a lot of details that were not told.
当然重建圣殿的这个很详细的过程和材料，这个圣经里自己就没有很详细的描述。
But yet, you know, there were some similarities between how this temple was built and that as was the first temple.
但是不管怎么说，这个重建，这个是重建的圣殿和第一个圣殿有很多相似之处。
And then, you know, as it says in verse 10, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple,
在第十节说，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候。
The priests in their vestment came forward with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise God.
祭司间穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲钹造以色列。
And then in verse 11, it says that, and they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord.
造以色列王大卫所定的例都站着赞美耶和华。十一节说，他们彼此唱和赞美称谢耶和华。
For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever towards Israel.
他本为善，他向以色列人引发慈爱。
So this temple has not been finished yet. It's just the foundation has only been laid, but people have already been so excited, and they stop their work for a while to praise God, to have a concert in some sense.
你看这个殿还没有建起来，只是有了地基。现在人们已经非常的高兴，非常的喜乐，来已经开始赞美耶和华。
So when we look at the response of these people, we saw that they were excited, they were joyful, they come together to worship God.
我们看到这些人，他们非常激动，他们非常兴奋，兴高采烈。
But yet, if you read further, and especially in verse 12.
然而当你继续往下读的时候，特别是看到第十二节，
It says many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when they saw the foundation of this house.
我们看到十二节说，然而有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎。
So you see, they were.Some people who were praising God, shouting with joy, and yet there were some of the older generation who saw the first temple before, but yet when they saw that this foundation has been laid, they wept, they cried.
我们看到当中的许多人大声欢呼，然而这些老人呢，却看到这个地基的时候，却大声哭嚎。
Clearly shows that they were sad.
很显然，他们是很悲哀。
So in that sense, you see that there's a mixture of emotions, joyful, but yet sad with some people.
我们看到这里是一种很复杂的一种心情。有的人是欢呼，有的是悲哀。
Now we want to know exactly why are these people sad.
我们想知道为什么这些人呢会悲哀。
There is a passage in Haggai, which is a corresponding passage to Ezra.
在哈该书里有一段经文。
I would like you to turn to Haggai chapter 3.
我们打开哈该书。
Chapter 2, sorry.
哈该书第二章，在圣经的后面马拉基书之前。
Now, probably most of you have.Not read Haggai or have not even or don't really know where Haggai is. Haggai is before Zechariah, and Zechariah is before Malachi, which is the last book.
Haggai is in the Old Testament, the third book.
Okay, you see in Haggai chapter 2,
we can look at Haggai chapter 2.
I'm going to read to you verse 1 to verse
3. 我会给你们来读第一节到第三节。
It says, In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, Who is Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel is one of the person in charge of the building of the temple, right? So speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor to Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes?
第二章第一节到第三节，七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“你要小谕犹大省长巴拉帖的儿子所罗巴伯和耶撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓。”这里讲的所罗巴伯是领导我们建立圣殿的那个人，说：“你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看足？”
You see, based on the questions that was asked by Prophet Haggai, especially in verse 3, it says, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory, referring to the first temple, and how do you see it now in this current temple? Is it not as nothing in your eyes?
This is 你所讲到的这一切，我们他的根据他的问题，我们可以想象啊，这个问题说，你们中间能留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀吗？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗
？So why did the older generation cried when they saw that the foundation of this new temple is laid？
为什么这些老年人看到这个地基立起来的时候，他们会哭喊
？It's because the foundation.Itself, it's a mere, and how do you say it? It's not as great or as glorious as the former temple.
Because they saw this foundation, they compared it to the first temple. The first temple is very far away.
You see, those older generation that saw the first temple, they saw a magnificent, glorious.Beautiful structure. But when they saw this new temple, just the foundation itself, they wept because it is not as glorious. It is insignificant compared to the first temple.
因为他们看到这样的一个地基，一个跟以前的圣殿相比，实在是没有什么，实在是差得太远。
So in other words, this temple itself is not as beautiful.
换句话说，这个重建的这个圣殿的这个地基，没有像以前的圣殿那么壮观美丽。
But you see, Haggai.In chapter 2, in verse 9 of chapter 2,
我们再来看哈该书第二章第九节
Haggai prophesied that the latter glory of this house, referring to this temple that is built right now, shall be greater than the former, which is the temple of Solomon. Okay? Says the Lord of hosts.And in this place, I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
哈该书这个先知预言说，后来的圣殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀，在这地方，我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
You see, Haggai prophesied that you know he was trying to comfort this people to say that despite of what you see with your eyes, that it is.Not as beautiful, not as glorious. It perhaps doesn't have the amount of materials that was built in this place.
We see that Haggai, this prophet, he is going to prophesy. He is going to comfort these people. This temple that is being rebuilt, although the materials are not as good as before, but its glory will be greater than before.
He assured them that this temple will be filled with the glory of God, and this temple will eventually be filled with the glory of God, and it will be more glorious because this temple will be a temple that gives peace to the people.
他该所安抚百姓所说的这个重建的圣殿将比以前的圣殿更加的荣耀，因为他会赐给百姓们平安和喜乐。
What does Haggai mean?
哈该在这里说什么呢？
You see, in fact, you know, when we read passages like this, we may ask the questions like, how does it even speak to me? How does it even relate to me? Because they are all just history, right?
当我们读这些经文的时候，看这个历史的时候，我们会再问这样一个问题，这与我们有何相干呢？这只是一些历史的事件。
But you see, this history,
我们看这段历史，
is our history too.
是我们的历史。
Because it concerns the people of God.
因为它有关，它是关乎上帝。
And I want to show you how this when you read this chapter, how does it affect you? How does it apply to your lives?
我要向你们讲，因为我们看这段历史的时候，这些历史事件的时候，
you see, this prophecy that Haggai prophesied came to fulfillment.
哈该他预言的这个所讲的预言得到了实现。
Came to a fulfillment a few hundred years later in the incarnate Son of God, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ came into this temple that they were building when he was 12 years old. And he said to his parents who were looking for him all over in Luke chapter 2:49, he said, did you not know that I must be in my father's house?
耶稣基督十二岁的时候来到这个圣殿，给他的正在寻找他的父母讲，你难道不知道我必须在父亲的这个圣殿里吗？就是路加福音二章四十九节，我们看路加福音二章四十九节有这样一段话。路加福音二章四十九节，耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
You see, he was a 12-year-old boy. And he already,
一个十二岁的一个男孩子。
And he already knew what he must do.
他已经知道他必须做的事情。
Unlike the previous temple, the temple that Solomon built.
不像第一个圣殿，所罗门所建的圣殿。
The physical manifestation of God in Jesus Christ did not walk in that temple.
耶稣基督并没有在那个第一个圣殿里来行走。
But Jesus walked in this new temple. Jesus came into this new temple himself.
耶稣基督亲自来到这个新的圣殿。
And who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Jesus is the physical person.
他是一个实实在在的一个肉身的人。
That came into this temple.
来到这个圣殿。
That walked in this temple.
在这个圣殿里行走。
That taught and prayed in this temple.
来教训。
You know, the temple in the time of the Old Testament signifies God's presence with his people.
圣殿在旧约里实际上是表明上帝与他的子民同在。
We know God is a spirit, right?
我们知道上帝是个灵。
That means that he's everywhere if he's a spirit.
就是说上帝无处不在。
But because he desires for his people to know him. He desires to know his people. He wants his people to worship him. Therefore, he dwelt in the temple. So, in the Old Testament, the temple, you know, signifies God's presence. God's presence lives in that temple. But in this new temple, God Himself, through His Son Jesus, a physical person, walked and taught and lived and prayed in this temple. Do you know why today that we don't have a temple? Of course, in some ways we can say that the church is a temple of God. But the meaning of it is different. In the olden days, temple, a lot of things happened in it. There were worship and sacrifices that has to be done so that God would forgive His people and that He can be worshipped after that. But today, our church, perhaps it may be called a temple of God or not, doesn't have that significance, doesn't have that understanding now. It has a different meaning to it now. You see, the temple of God in the Old Testament is always a foreshadow of what is to come in the future. You see, the opening words of John's Gospel would attest to this fact. If you want to turn to me in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 14. It says, "And the Word," meaning Jesus Himself, "became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." You know, in my Bible, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." The Word dwell among us. You know, this meaning dwell among us is translated in Greek as tabernacle. What is the tabernacle? The tabernacle was a tent before where Israelites worshiped God before they had the temple. So in this reference, John said that the Word became flesh. Jesus became flesh and tabernacle among us. This means that Jesus is the tabernacle. Jesus is the temple. Jesus is the very presence of God.
他就是上帝的同在。
It is because that Jesus has come.
因为耶稣基督的到来。
The temple of God loses its significance.
因为耶稣基督的到来，这个圣殿的原来的意义已经没有了。
Jesus talks about this temple as his own body.
耶稣基督在这里讲的这个圣殿就是他的身体。
Because we talked about it earlier, that what does the temple mean? The temple is the presence of God, right? It's where God resides.
刚开始的时候我们讲到圣殿，圣殿就是上帝的存在，对不对？
But now Jesus is telling you, I am the temple.
现在耶稣基督说我就是圣殿。
Because I am the presence of God.
因为我就是上帝的存在。
John 14 says that he is the glory of the Father.
十四章说，十四节说他是上帝独生子的荣光。
How do you know God?
你怎么知道上帝呢？
Through Jesus.
通过耶稣基督。
How do you know, in some ways, how do you know how God looks like?
你如何知道上帝是个什么样子呢？
Jesus.
耶稣基督。
Because he is the face of God.
因为他就是耶稣基督的。
He's the very presence of God.
他就是上帝的肉身的存在。
He says he and his father is one.
他说他和父是一体。
Indeed, there are many other references that points to Jesus as the fulfillment of the temple, such as John chapter 2, verses 19.to 21.
我们也看到有其他许多地方都提到过耶稣基督就是圣殿这个上帝的存在。
Here Jesus is at the marketplace and he was cleansing the temple. In some sense, he was destroying all the things that people were selling.
在约翰福音第二章里边讲到耶稣基督如何洁净圣殿。
And then.The Jews came to him to say, "What signs do you show for us for doing these things?"
这些犹太人问他，你既做这个事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
What did Jesus answer?
耶稣基督怎样回答他呢？
He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up."
你们要拆毁这殿，我3日内要再建起。
He was referring to himself.
他就是在讲他自己。
You see.Jesus fulfilled this temple.
我们可以看到耶稣基督成全了这个圣殿。
Because he is the very presence of God.
因为他就是上帝的存在。
You know, earlier we talked about Haggai. Haggai prophesied that this latter temple will be more glorious than the former temple. Right?
我们刚才看到这个哈该书里讲，这个将来的圣殿要比第一个圣殿更加的荣耀辉煌。
And he also said that in this place, in this temple, in this new temple, I will give peace.
他同时也说了，在这个新的圣殿里，他要赐给我们平安和喜乐。
Again, this prophecy was fulfilled by Jesus.
这个预言啊，在被耶稣基督成全。
Who is the Prince of Peace?
谁是这个和平之子呢？
Who can give true peace in this world?
谁可以赐予真正的平安和喜乐呢？
Who can give peace between you and God?
谁可以赐平安在你和上帝之间？
Only through Jesus.
只有通过耶稣基督。
Romans chapter 5.Says that you know, we are justified by faith through Jesus Christ so that we can have peace with God.
罗马书第五章里说，我们因信称义。
So, you see, this prophecy that Haggai said came to fulfillment through Jesus.
我们可以看到哈该书所预言的在耶稣基督身上得到了实现。
Because of Jesus, this temple, this new temple, is glorious.
因为耶稣基督的，因为耶稣基督这个圣殿就更加的荣耀和辉煌。
Because this temple is ultimately Jesus Himself.
因为这个圣殿就是耶稣基督他本身。
And He is the glory of God.
他是上帝的荣耀。
And only through him that we can have peace. The people can have peace.
唯有通过他我们可以有平安。
That is why I said earlier, we, because of Jesus, we can now worship God in any places.
这就是我在刚才一开始在讲到刚开始的时候讲到我们可以在任何地方敬拜主敬拜上帝。
And more importantly, you know, Jesus also said that when you believe in him,
更重要的是当你相信耶稣基督的时候
you become a temple of God too.
你同样变成了上帝的圣殿。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
You know, Jesus says that Paul said in his letters that do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
保罗在他的书信当中说，你知道你的身体就是上帝的殿吗？
It means that when you accept Jesus,
就是说当你接受耶稣基督的时候，
the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus,
圣灵就是这个耶稣基督。
Lives in you.
住在你的里面。
The temple is the presence of God, right?
这个圣殿就是上帝的存在，对不对？
The temple is in you when you believe in Jesus.
这个圣殿就是你自己本身，如果你相信耶稣基督的话。
So you see the significance of this, the glory of this new temple, which is Jesus himself.
你看到这个新的圣殿的这个荣耀了吗？因为耶稣基督他本身，他自己他的圣殿。
And yet this is not all.
当然，这不仅仅是不是，还有更多的。
Because ultimately Jesus is coming back.
因为最终耶稣基督还会再来。
It says in Revelation 21:22.
启示录里21:22。
And I want you to turn to it, Revelation 21:22. The idea of the temple will ultimately come to a fulfillment, an ultimate fulfillment in Revelation 21:22.
我们在看到这个启示录里21:22说到，我们未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊归成了殿。
You see, Revelation 21 is talking about heaven.
启示录里第二十一章讲到是天堂
，which is the New Jerusalem，
就是新的耶路撒冷。
And in this place, there will be no temple.
这个新的耶路撒冷没有圣殿
，because the temple is the Lord himself and Jesus.
因为圣殿就是上帝耶稣基督本身。
We who believe in Jesus will be united and will continue to worship God in his presence in the heaven itself.
我们这些相信耶稣基督的基督徒将会与神联合同心与神联合来敬拜神。
So, the temple, which is the presence of God,
这个圣殿就是说上帝的存在。
It finds its fulfillment in Jesus.
在耶稣基督身上得到了实现。
Now, do you not see that this is more glorious? This new temple,
难道
this new temple,
这个新的圣殿比以前的圣殿更加荣耀辉煌吗？
And this new temple.It's living in your heart if you believe in Jesus. Only if you believe in Jesus.
这个新的圣殿住在你的心里，如果你相信耶稣基督的话。
Because of us believing in Jesus, we have the presence of God in our lives.
因为我们相信耶稣基督，我们就有上帝的同在在我们的生活当中。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we.Are thankful that indeed your word is true.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们真是非常感恩，因为你的话语是真实的。
we see that what is said in the Old Testament finds fulfillment in the New Testament.
我们看到旧约里所讲到在新约里得到了实现。
We know that what is prophesied in the Old Testament finds fulfillment in the New Testament in Jesus.
我们看到旧约里先知预言的在新约里通过耶稣基督得到了实现。
Because everything about the Bible is about Jesus.
所有的这个圣经里的所讲到的都是关乎耶稣基督的。
Jesus, who is the glory of God, the Son of God Himself,
耶稣基督是上帝的荣耀，是上帝的儿子。
Who came to tabernacle with us?
他来到这个世上，就是带来了这个帐幕。
Meaning, He who is God came down as a man and died because He wants us to know Him.
他降世为人，道成肉身。目的是为了拯救我们。
He seeks us to worship Him.
他要让我们敬拜他。
And not only that, that when we believe in Him, when we believe in what He has done,
不仅仅是因为我们相信他，相信他所做的。
He now lives in us, in our hearts.
现在住在我们心里。
And as He lives in our hearts, He is guiding us, teaching us.Convicting our hearts, convicting our lives. And preparing us for heaven. When we will be able to come before Him face to face and to forever be in His presence. In a time of rejoicing, in a time where there will be no more pain and sorrows. So we thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray that even as we read the Bible each day, whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament,
无论是读旧约还是读新约,
we may see Jesus.
我们都可以看到耶稣基督。
We may see that Jesus is what the Bible is talking about.
我们可以看到耶稣基督是圣经所讲的。
So we thank you for this.
我们感谢你。
We commit all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.